Rashi, towards the end of the parsha, the Torah says the story of the Mekalel. The Torah introduces the parsha of the Mekalel with the words Vayetze, which the Torah is extra because really it's not so much that he went out, it's the fact that he was Noikev, Vayokev, Vayikov, Ben Yisrael, Hayisrael, is Hashem, which is in Kapitel Chav Le'al, Pasuk Yud Aleph. In Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayetze Ben Yisrael Yisraelis. Who ben ish mitzri, Mishach ben Yisrael, he went out. But you not so end, b'machan, and there was a fight. So Rashi brings three pshatim over here on what the word v'yetze means. Mehechan yotze, where did he go out from? Rav Levi Omer, he went me'er loma yotze. He left his world. I need to explain what that means. The second pshat is Rabbi Berechya Omer, mi'parsha shalom alo yotze. The parsha before is the parsha of Lechem Aponim, where the Torah says that the Kohen would be misadar on the shulchan for a week, take it off and then transfer it and heat it. The Kohen would heat it. And he made fun and he said that the derech of the melech is to eat pas, which is bread, which is fresh each day. That would he eat bread, which is 9 days old? Okay. The final pshat is the mebeisin hashom moishah yotza. He went to Bezdin. He claimed that he deserves to plant to set up his tent in the Machane Don because his mother was from Don, and somebody from the Bnei Don says to him, took him to Bezdin and said that that's not true, because Ish al digloi osos le beis avosom, but osos le beis avosom, and you're not from beis avosom because the father was a Mitzri. So he went to Bezdin. He lost, and he came out, and he was Megadev, Omed Regidev. So the question is that we can relate to the idea that a person who was basically told to get out of here, he has no place amongst the Shvatim, he can't put his tent there, he got upset, and he was Mekalo. We can understand that a person would have such a strong reaction and do such a thing. How do you understand that a person comes to the point of being Mekalo Hashem because he thinks that the it's not proper for the melech to eat bread which is 9 days old? Okay, so, but what are you getting so excited about that you to the point of being mekalel the shame? Doesn't seem to make sense. So Rav Elamir Bloch talks about this idea, and he suggests the following. He says, there's one attitude which is at the approach of the world. The world is a Gashmi world. And within the Gashmi world, there's a concept of Ruchnius. But Ruchnius is going to be bound and limited by the Gashmi's realities. Another understanding, which is the proper understanding, is that the world of Kedush and Ruchnius really defines the world. And Gashmius is really just an expression of the Hashem's Ratzon. And the Hashem wants the Ratzon to be otherwise, then Gashmius will do exactly that. Ruchnius and Kedusha really is what defines the world, not Gashmius. In that world where Ruchnius and Kedusha defines the world, bread can stay fresh for 9 days without a problem. A person who has a vision of the world which is very limited and is very Gashmi, says, I don't care how holy you are, how Kaddish the Mokim is, bread can't stay fresh. See, he heard the parsha beforehand. Whether they did it or not, he says it can't be. So he's defined himself at this moment by saying that his world, the boundaries of his world, are the boundaries of Gashmius, not the boundaries of Ruchnius. That's a problem, that this person can't exist in this world anymore. He has no Mokim in this world. The same way he felt that he has no mokum in amongst the shvatim and the third pshat. He has no mokum because he doesn't belong. He doesn't have a father which is from the shvatim. So he has no mokum, and therefore he responded very angrily, telling him that the world is a world which Ruchnius defines it. When he said that that's not true, the world is only a world which Gashmius defines, and you're telling me there's a whole other world. I don't belong to that world. I don't have any place in that world. So maybe that's a pshat in the first pshat also. Me'olama yotze. He had no mokum. He had no oilam. He couldn't define the world as a world of Ruchnius, a world where Ruchnius reigns and defines. And because of that, he ended up being mekalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not getting involved in the flow, why klala is, but why the person always has to make sure that he defines himself. His mokum is a mokum where Ruchnius defines, and Gashmius is defined based by that. Have a good Shabbos.